Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Blunt Boys. Pew, 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 pew,
pew. Like we said, we are back. And we're committed. We are committed. Let me turn the sound off here.
It is beer 30, everybody.
There we go.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Hope everybody's had a good week, man.
Yeah.
A lot to talk about, a lot to discuss. First off, I just want to say, if you guys have not subscribed, please go check us out.
Subscribe. Boys,
go check us out. Hit that subscribe button. But guys, I hope everybody's had a good weekend. I've missed y'all. It's good to see your beautiful faces.
Good to see you too, man. You stayed in my house.
I did.
That was nice.
What a luxury.
Yeah.
I'm coming from the lovely land of the Nard of Ox City, baby. You know, mm-hmm. And the drive out here was just phenomenal. I don't think we're going to disclose where he's at, but the air is different.
Mm-hmm.
And at night, it hits different. Thank you so much for your hospitality.
It's that fall air. It smells
good.
It does.
Yeah. It's more crisp.
Mm-hmm.
Also, very secure.
You know what
I'm talking about? Over here dying because of fucking allergies.
Well, not out here.
Really? Oh, yeah. When you're out here?
Not out here.
Yeah. When you come. I know. There's a lot happening, mm-hmm. A lot of wind,
a lot of tree cum,
a lot in the air.
But yeah, I'm glad. It was a great stay. Thank you so much for having me. I felt like kids all over again, you know, when you're just kind of hanging out, doing your thing, watching movies, staying up, and the next thing you know, you wake up and you're like, I don't even know how. I slept like a baby, but
yeah,
you know, it was great.
I will say this. Shout out to Jaime and Robert. Dude, they had the best sleepovers when I was a kid.
The best.
Yeah. When it was Jaime's like birthday and you knew it was gonna be like a sleepover birthday, bro, if you got invited, dude, that was the shit, dude. Like, it was so fun. Like, it was just, you know, I don't remember what time you like go to sleep, but it wasn't crazy. But like now, but like back
fucking,
then it was.
Yeah.
Maybe 1, 2 or something.
The cool thing is I look back on a lot of that.
I remember the first time I stayed up till midnight, bro. And how that was like a huge deal for my friend and I. Because we were sitting there playing video games, being like, we're going to see how late we can stay up.
Yeah, like what games are popping up? I remember I was watching...
Dude, Pokemon Coliseum.
Oh, yeah.
Old.
Yeah, I remember that.
But like,
that's
I think
when you
about
play
it
as like a multiplayer, right?
Yeah.
Like...
On the GameCube.
It always had been multiplayer though, because you could always connect your systems. Remember with the cables? And you could
trade,
battle.
Remember it was on the GameCube, plugged your shit in, and like you were in an actual... Coliseum. It was like the first time I think we got to see Pokemon rendered in 3D or some shit.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Dude, 10-year-old me shit himself.
Yeah. But also, like, there were sports games. Like, I remember my brother and I used to play Madden 97, Madden 99.
NFL Street.
Was that with Favre on the cover?
No, it wasn't Madden. It was called Game Day. Game Day 98.
Oh, I remember that one. Yeah, that was with Brett Favre. I remember that one. I feel like that game took forever to play unless you, like, adjusted the quarters.
Like, yes, bro.
Unless you didn't adjust the quarters, you literally
because they had, like, actual fucking game length. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of squares running around.
I remember plugging that in and I'm like telling my dad.
Touchdown.
Telling my dad, like, hey, you're going to watch me play like a full-on football game right now. He was like, yeah, fuck that. We're changing it.
We're going to watch a real game.
We're not watching that, you know?
Not happening.
But like, it's cool because like it's funny you mentioned like Jaime and Robert. Like, shout out to those guys because it's like I look at a lot of our like our friendships and our boys and like our guys that we still like. You know, we're not like in close contact, but we still keep in contact with. And like, we were lucky enough to go to like, you know, some of these guys' parties recently, just like a bachelor party or whatever. And like, we had the best fucking time. Like, I just think about it where how like crazy it is, like from Kevin staying over there, like when he was a kid to like now we're like adults. And it's kind of like we're still doing sleepovers and it's pretty fucking. It's funny, but it's fun, dude. I remember the last sleepover I had, I think it was over at your house when we played Madden.
Yeah.
And we're like, we would just beat the shit out of each other in Madden, whether it was like, and the game was always one-sided, you know, like either I would be getting my shit kicked in or Billy would be getting his shit kicked in.
Horrible.
And it was just fun, but we always knew the same play that we were picking, mm-hmm. you know, but mm-hmm. anyways, I think that's also like one of the best thing about this podcast is that I also look back at it like we have been boys since high school. And so this is great that we still kind of are at our age, you know, in our lives, and we're all kind of going in like different directions, but it's also great that we're kind of able to bring it together. And like, I think it's nuts. It kind of reminds me of like a community, you know.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, and this is like a weird, like off topic kind of thing. Did you guys get that crazy alert the other day on your phone?
Emergency alert?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's nuts that, like, yeah. I remember telling myself to, like, set this alarm and to, like, turn it off. Mm-hmm. But then I was reading recently that, like, people in the Amish community got outed. And they're now, like...
Oh, because they had phones?
Because they had phones. And they had, and they forgot to fucking...
Turn it off.
Turn it off.
No way! So they're getting caught with
so,
tech.
But, so they're being outed. And so their version of being outed is, like, just not... Like, they're it's called being shunned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You get shunned.
Shun the non
Dwight Schrute.
Reminds me a lot of Dwight Schrute.
Dwight Schrute. I was shunned and from the
shun.
8 to 12.
Yes. And so...
because I forgot to save the oil from a tuna can or something shit like that. Yeah, it's funny.
I didn't realize it was like a thing, you know?
Yeah.
But I was reading up on that. I thought that was pretty fucking...
Yeah, they that's a big thing.
And so now like there's like four or five like families, I guess, that are like being shunned because one of their members had a...
cell phone.
Yeah.
Crazy. It's a crazy way to live your life,
though. But also, let's talk about it. Like, okay. What
to
would
be Amish.
You need to alert every single person in the country about at the same time?
What was that whole thing about anyways? Like, what were they
I
warning
feel like
us
for
about?
Most, like, big natural disasters, people are going to know. Like...
Was it for
like, let's think about it, right? Okay, what's it called? Going off. Yellowstone. We're going to know when it goes off, right? Like,
it's
the world's going to fucking
world.
Explode.
Yeah, yeah, no, they always know. Let you know when the next episode is going to be out. They always let you
vaporized.
Know, like, hey, yeah. Yellowstone's going to be out this Friday
tsunami?
Or this Saturday.
We'll know before the rest of the country does.
Let's look this up. Let's look up the range of... I'm going to look it up. You don't have
I'll
to watch
look
me look it up.
Foreign
but
invasion?
Here's, but here's the other thing. It's
Yellowstone
like,
blowing range. See how, like, high it is.
Dude, the whole fucking United States gets screwed.
You guys should just watch the show. It's really good.
Yellowstone?
It's oh, great. I started
I heard
it.
It's good.
I started it. The oh thing, God. Dude, I don't know what the flip they're saying, dude. Sometimes I can hear them, and then other times Kevin Costner's like, and I'm like, what did he say? And I have to put the fucking subtitles on to understand what the fuck he's saying.
He's also it's
usually
it's
some
Kevin
dope
Costner.
Shit though.
It is, yeah.
You know, it's
he's
some
like,
cool
you stick it on her
shit.
You're like,
but,
whoa,
God damn, Kevin!
Whoa, I didn't say that. I didn't say all that.
Mr. Costner, take
what,
me to dinner first.
It's not. You don't use the word range. What's the word for
quantum?
Circumstantial.
What?
Like the field around an explosion. What
circumference.
Do you call that? Circumference. Thanks. Anyway.
Anyways.
Yellow,
hey,
just literally
speaking
do
of which,
Yellowstone eruption range.
Speaking of which, did you guys see this new thing? I really want to go, and I think it's just myself, because I'm a degenerate. You know, guys. You
oh,
guys
know
me. I like to fucking reach the cage. I like to just, you know, no, yeah, no restrictions. I want to go to Vegas, and I want to see a concert in the Sphere. Have you seen this?
Oh, man.
Thing that they have at Vegas? It's called...
Bonkers.
Oh, my God. It's called the Sphere,
yeah.
And they just been doing. I don't know who it was. The first concert it was, but they did.
YouTube, bro.
I think it was YouTube.
Yeah, it
was it really?
YouTube. I think it was, and they did.
Holy shit!
A great. It was an amazing concert. Apparently, just off of the visuals that was like going on, because it's like a 360.
It's gonna be fucking cool to be
dude,
at something like
it
that.
It looked
man.
Like they were like in the desert at one point, and then another point they looked like they were. I don't know. Just I guess drugs were taken. Minds were blown.
Dude, at that point, you don't even really need drugs. Yeah,
exactly,
right?
Dude. Exactly.
Like, yeah, look at that shit, bro. We're fucked.
We are looking at the eruption zone.
Does it say what?
What's what?
Yeah, what? Like what we're actually looking at?
Jesus
thickness. Christ.
Okay.
What's
it
the
just looks like
say?
A pimple.
Orange is 30 to 1. I don't know what thickness means. Thickness of what?
The ash cloud.
So are we close
over,
to it
over
or not?
A thousand?
We're fucked, dude.
L.A. is, we're 10 to 30 feet.
Of ash.
No, millimeters. Sorry.
Of ash falling on us. That is insane.
Yeah. That's,
so is that
I mean.
A good thing
well,
or?
Let's put it this way. Our state's been on fire before.
When is this thing supposed to erupt?
Okay, but that's L.A. And we're north of that, so we're worse.
It looks the same.
Mm. What we should do is just throw some nukes down it. explode it.
That's a really bad idea.
That's Why? A bad, bad
That's
idea.
That's a horrible idea.
Why is that?
All the radioactive shit then goes in the air.
Yeah. Okay, maybe not some
And
nukes.
Then it rains down on Papa's little peepees.
Maybe
we
not
don't
some
need
nukes.
That, man.
Maybe some C4. What is that what they use in Die Hard?
No,
just
you
throw
know,
some dynamite in there.
We need
what would Bruce Willis do in the movie Armageddon? Why does Bruce Willis always save the day? He saved Christmas.
We got to throw some
He died hard.
He died hard 4 or 5 times, but always comes back.
We have to throw some 5 gum in there.
Ooh, like some orbit? Some,
yeah, well, you know they said that they
clean it up.
They're not expecting that to blow up like anytime soon.
Yeah,
right?
Sure, of course not.
Dude, that's what everybody always says.
Right?
And the next, you know,
the like, I don't know if you guys have heard, but they're getting a lot more geyser activity. So like Old Faithful is speeding up.
Mm-hmm.
And what that has done, so what the caldera has been doing is it's been bubbling like this. So the entirety of Yellowstone's been going up, and now that the geysers are going crazy. That bubble's been going back down.
Oh, that's nice.
So they think that it's fixing itself?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Guys?
You know? I think it'll probably take something crazy like an asteroid hit to, like, piss off one side of the world, and then, like, it would fart on the other side, and it'd be that, you know? Like,
our species would be so fucked.
Yeah.
Bro, that would be... It'd be horrible.
Yeah. Well, they're talking about an asteroid getting close.
It just makes me sad, because, you know, if the world was ending, like, what would... What would be your guys' like?
As long as I go fast. I don't want to be the dude on that like lasts for 2 weeks in the ash cloud.
No.
That would suck.
Yeah.
Just vaporize the shit out of me, bro.
You kidding me? As long as I got some music, man, some fucking, some water.
Just some sitting water. Watch the asteroid
some
hit.
Water. Yep. Just, let's go for it, man. Yeah. Put some glasses on and
here we
put
go.
Some tunage on.
I always
ride the wave, baby.
Just shit me back into the stars.
Yeah, man.
I would definitely try to hit up one more dealer and just be like, what do you got? You know, what can you sell me? Mushrooms, you know.
All of it, same
all
time.
All of it at the same time.
I need
rapidly,
mushrooms.
Rapidly consuming.
The chocolate mushrooms, go ahead. I normally don't want them, but I need them this time, Big Daddy. And I'll take an eighth.
All of it.
Why not? Give me a nickel and a dime.
It's like, well.
Make it a quad.
Well, you'd have to think like, yeah, that's crazy.
It makes me nervous.
People wouldn't take money.
I think the world, I don't know. I don't even want to talk about it. It makes me just kind of, oof, a little nervous.
Well, dude, it's happened before. Well, I don't know. So, like, not like, I don't think we've had something that big while we've been on the planet, but.
This is a little scary to look at.
It is. But the Younger Dryas period, that coming out of that ice age was supposedly, we're realizing now, was supposedly started from an asteroid that broke up in our atmosphere and hit all over
Randall
the northern
Carlson.
Atmosphere. Melted all of the glaciers.
I think you meant Randy Moss, and he was a great football
caused
player.
Caused massive flooding.
He was good.
And we're starting to realize that that is now, interestingly, all of the places that have flood, like markers and stuff geologically, because of that shit, are places that have flood myths.
Yeah, man. I was looking at the Catalina Islands. Well, remember we were talking about it the other day?
Mm-hmm.
Already. Remember, it was the last time we recorded before. About taking a ferry out there, whatever the hell we were going to do. But, like, it's fine. And, like, I was looking at it, and then I zoomed out, and then, like, I could see these lines going a certain way. But then I was sitting there with Tara, and I was talking about it. Excuse me. And... It was weird because it was miles and miles in scale what I was looking at, but it looked like water flow. Yeah, like it looked like what you would see in the sand as the water was like rescended.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm like showing Tara and I'm like, look at this. And she's like, what? And I'm like, doesn't it look like a bunch of water just flowed through here
as
quickly? And she's like, yeah, I guess. Or it was like, or she's like, or it's wind. It's like high wind. And I'm like, oh, it could be that too. But like, I don't know. It's like, I had white deposits on it. Like,
yeah, I don't know. Like Catalina right now, I know it's pretty windy. I know it's like, I've only been out there a few times and it's been fun, but there's certain times to go and there are definitely times to not go.
Yeah.
That's how all the islands are out there.
Yeah. Cause it's hard to get, they always say it's easy to get on the island, but it's hard to get off the rocks sometimes because it's just, you know, you
what's
just
the most northern island of the chain?
You're asking questions.
Santa Cruz Island?
I
is there an, you know? I don't know.
No, it's not Santa Cruz. Santa Rosa.
Because it was on that one. If anyone wants to go look at the like what I'm talking about, go to Google Earth and look at like the most northern island chain. Like on the chain of islands, you know, west of us.
Not Channel Islands.
The most northern one.
Right.
Of that, you can see it like at the end. And it's like the, you look at different parts of the world, there is evidence of scarring of like catastrophic flooding. Like, generally around the same time. And like
San Miguel. And it is, dude, San Miguel is.
It's San Juan.
They're not.
Stop it.
People aren't allowed on the island anymore because it's just sand now. That's all it is because it's just constant wind out there. Like, yeah.
That's crazy. So it must be wind.
I don't know. What I've been thinking about, though, is that our buddy, our team, our alumni, Santa Clara.
Alumni.
Oh, yeah.
They just played a team out there
In Catalina?
In Catalina Island.
Bro, why the fuck didn't we get to play anybody in Catalina?
Because.
Son of a bitch.
I will tell you.
Seems like a lot of work.
It's because I think they only play like 7-man or 8-man football. I forget whatever it is.
No way.
And they only have one team out there, one school. And the school always has. It's one of those islands that generates a lot of tourist money.
Yeah.
So like it takes like 3 years to own a car out there because you have to establish residency and like, and then even if you do get a car out there, it basically costs like almost like double the amount to like ship it out there and like, so it's crazy. But these schools, you know, they do whatever they, and like Dave, our buddy Cortez is the head coach over at Santa Clara.
Mm-hmm. No shit.
So, it was pretty funny. I was like recently just talking up with our barber, and I was like, dude, how's David been? He was like, oh, yeah, he just came back from Catalina. I'm like, that's got to be cool. But at the same time, it's a
cool experience.
It's got to be a great experience, but it's always a trip. Like, and the reason I bring it up is because like, I was like reading a lot of like into a lot of like athletes recently. And the one I've been checking out a lot, and I don't know why. If you guys ever heard of him, Marshawn Lynch? Do you guys, you guys know the Beast Mode?
Running through a motherfucker's face.
And it's funny, dude. Like he just did like a podcast.
Such a good interview, bro.
He did like a podcast recently, and like he was playing. He went to Michigan, and his quarterback at the time when he went to Michigan. Mm-hmm. If you guys take a guess who the quiz quarterback was.
Oh, in Michigan?
Yeah.
No.
Aaron fucking Rodgers.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Yeah. And so he was like, they did some damage out there as well. And so, like,
Lynch is going to do damage anywhere.
He talked about, like, his relationship and, like, who he thought, like, fucking, you know, Aaron Rodgers was and who he thinks he is as a quarterback. And then it was funny because he also just like talked about his time when he was with Seattle. And we remember this time with when he was with Pete Carroll and like fucking playing with Russell Wilson. And he was saying a lot of the times he could have cared less like for Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson. And it's like a trip, man, where it's like you see these guys where you think they have like probably a good relationship. But in reality, he was like...
Just showing up to work.
Yeah, he was like, I could care less for any of them.
They have a working relationship.
It's weird.
That's all that matters. Especially at that point, man. Like, I don't care if you like me. You don't have to like me. Shit, we can hate each other off the field as long as we win.
Get the job done.
And we get the job done.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't fucking matter. You know?
It's nuts. And, like, I just think about it. Like, because we all, like... I don't know, like, we all try to have, like, a good working relationship with any of our coworkers, right?
Yeah.
And like I just think about it where this is how I know times are tough, like here in the United States. Like I don't know if you guys have also heard recently that, you know, President Biden's dog had to be let go because he's been biting too many coworkers.
Holy fuck.
When you say let go.
And that's what I'm saying.
Dude, for a second I thought you meant like put down.
No. And that's another thing.
I was about to be like, damn.
They let him go. But, you know,
he bit the wrong person this time.
So he's roaming the streets of DC right now.
So it's like weird.
He's just running around. It's just DC. Like
he's biting us. Like he's a repeat offender.
He's got some Secret Service with him just in case.
You guys got to be nice to your coworkers, bro. And that's like in professionalism of being like a football player.
Whatever species you are.
You know, or whatever species you come from, dog. If you're on all fours,
just don't be an asshole.
Don't be a little bitch, dude. And that's what happened with that dog. RIP to that dog. I think he's still alive.
What? You're giving such mixed messages. You said they let him go.
We don't know.
Now you're saying they put him down.
We don't know.
You said RIP.
It's undecided.
It's undecided. Right, nobody what knows. I'm saying is, if you guys want to read more about the article, go check out World Star Hip Hop, and you guys will find.
I think I speak for the viewers here. We're worried, okay?
I just think it's nuts that,
I just
like,
want to know if the dog's alive.
I think they did, but I think it's nuts that they just, they did let him, that, the like, they said they just released him. Because there's been so many incidents of this happening. Now, let me ask you this.
You just let the dog go
let
out
me ask
to the
you
wilderness.
This is where I want to
set him loose in the forest.
I want to draw the line, though. You know? That, I want to draw this line. Yeah. And it kind of makes me angry, because it's like, how come nobody else how come nobody is, like, really asking these questions?
What questions?
Let's say you and your coworker are in the break room.
If my coworker bites me, I'm socking him in the
face. And you bite her in the ass.
No.
And they let it slide. And like, hey, you know what? Becky's got a big ass. It's all good.
You would
Hold on.
Betty's got a big ass. She's got a fat dumpy, bro.
I don't think there would be anything Artie would love more than if he let his coworkers let him bite him in the ass.
And then
they were okay with it.
And then they let it happen again.
What the fuck are you even talking
about? And then they let it happen again.
Oh, you're talking about a dog?
And so what I'm saying is, they're letting this dog happen. It happened numerous times.
I don't think anybody was okay with it.
Nobody was okay with it. But they let him do it because it's Joe's.
But that's what you said.
It's Joe's perrito. It's Joe's dog. Commander, whatever his fucking name is.
Oh, it Colonel? Was a good name. It was a strong name
it was.
For a dog.
But this
what
is.
What was it, Commander?
I don't know.
Something like that.
Something stupid like that.
Something like that.
We should honor him. You know what? We should. No.
Why?
I'm not looking it up. No,
it's a dog that
bit
bites
somebody.
People.
Let him, what I'm saying is
he was
this.
Bad at his job.
He. If was, that was. Why product. Why did they give him so many chances?
They wonder if the reason he was biting people is because Biden was just like, hey, sick him.
He just kept saying it over and over. Like, sir, you can't keep saying that.
Sir, stop.
He's my dog.
I tell him what to do.
I named him Commander for a reason.
But that's what I'm saying. What if? Why? And that's the other thing. Why didn't they never gave him his chance to say his piece? Like, you never know. They just let him go.
Dude, he probably would have bit the interviewer.
Is there no more? Is there no more?
I guess what I'm saying is, be cool with your coworkers.
Representation.
You know? And it's crazy what's happening around now in the States. It's nuts. You never know. Dude.
Dogs getting thrown out into the wild, bro. Yeah. That actually is happening, though.
Dogs getting thrown out in the wild?
Yeah, apparently that's like a common thing out in the country. People don't want a dog. They just go and toss them by the side of the road.
You're right. You're right. I did hear about this, and it got so much traction. Like, people wrote about it. Like, it was in not just, like, the New York Times. That's but then they made a movie about it called Strays.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Doug, we watched that last night.
I know.
Doug was his owner, and he thinks he's just – it's really sad.
And it's really sad. They interviewed this dog, and they got all his, like, questionings down. And
but you know what's funny is you watch – you know what's funny? You watch a dog get fed by somebody else and watch them turn their back on you faster than anything. Like – if somebody else, if you, but this is, you're not feeding the dog now, and somebody else starts feeding the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, so, it's, I don't think it's as deep.
I was going to say, dude, Chekhov gets scared around new people if there's too many new people.
I just
people.
Don't say you shouldn't love your dog, because, like, I love all the pets I've ever had. You know, that's a human thing, but, like, to think about it, like, because the movie is like, I love him, and he loves me, and it's like, I don't think
no, he doesn't, bro.
Dogs don't have logic like that. That's why they eat stupid things, and, you know, they can't differentiate. Some dogs can, but not all of them.
Some are very smart.
Yeah, some
most
dogs
are
eerily
not.
Smart. Have you seen these videos of these dogs with the buttons on the ground?
Yeah.
Dude.
And they talk with them, right?
Yes.
Want, walk. Like, no, you just had one. Sad.
Yeah.
Stop making sense.
Yeah.
Like,
and they're like, tomorrow?
Yeah. Tomorrow?
Big tomorrow. Big morning. Tomorrow. Morning. No. Night. Sad. He's like, oh. Dude, yeah, it's kind of cool.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's like, to be able to. But then I had this thought the other day, like, what if it's just communication? Like, humans struggle just communicating with other humans because we all speak different languages, like, on the world. You know what I mean? And it's like, obviously animals have ways to communicate with each other, you know?
I think what it is with animals, it's very direct, right? Like, it's a yes, it's a no. Sit, stay,
is it?
Eat, right? Very direct commands. Whereas I don't with know. People, we don't. Like, when was the last time you had a conversation with somebody and that's how you spoke?
All right, hold on. No, yeah.
Or is that just the easiest way we can translate it?
I feel like.
So that we're communicating.
Dude, until we can figure out what fucking barks mean, that's right. What we got to do.
But
with,
I can't understand you know? Mandarin if somebody's shouting it at me. And if that's you, another human talking.
But I feel like
the
that.
The fastest
when,
way to learn a language is getting thrown into that culture, though, and being surrounded by it.
But yeah,
have that make
course.
Sense in dog. Doggy is, dude. How what do you mean?
Dude, like, what about that fucking little girl that was raised by the wolves? She barks. That's fucking weird. But that's how she communicated when they first found her. Swear to God.
Yeah, but now look at her.
Yeah, I don't think she speaks.
She still speaks. She's pretty
nonverbal.
Yeah. Damn it. It's just a lot of, you know, like you go to touch her food, she... right? Yeah. Like...
All
right,
hold on. Well, then, this is what I think, though, because I get what you're saying. I totally do. But, like, my thing is, I think, like, it's, like, people who are, like, ASL. Like, you know, where they do it, and, like, when they speak, there's no fucking way. Well, I'm sure there is a way, but they, like, are pumping out the sentences with the word in their fingers that fast. So, like, they do it in, like, because, again, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but, dog, they do it so fast that they are doing it to where...
Throwing out gang signs.
Yeah, but not like they're throwing out things that kind of are like combined words or like things. And to me, I'm like, that's crazy that they get what they're saying and they're having a full on conversation. And because like, did you guys ever do ASL like in high school?
No.
So like ASL, like they had this like little program that like Santa Clara was trying to like present and be like, hey, listen, we're going to like have you guys do this thing with ASL. And you guys just hang out and you guys meet up once a week and you guys try to do it and like talk to communicate with like,
yeah.
And you guys would meet up at Cold Stone.
I think my sister did that.
Yes. So you meet up, we would all meet up at Cold Stone and like they would have to sign off on this paper and signed off like basically saying like, hey, you did like so many hours with ASL and like you'd have to have a conversation with these people. The hardest part about it, bro, was like, I only got past, I always ordered my ice cream first and fucking sat down and waited for them to get there. But I only got past, like, hi, my name is RT. And, like, eventually you would just do, like, a sign, like, a short sign, like, hi, my name is Art. Like, and you would do, like, a...
So, like, slang. Slang. Right. That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Dude.
And then,
they
like,
have
they
their
would,
own fucking slang.
And then the other thing they would also do would be, like... And, they would ask you like they would and then they'd go like crazy into sign language and then the only sign language I knew after that was like which was what like what and then the other one was oh I see. So bro, my conversation was hi, my name is Art.
It's basically
oh,
like being in Spanish.
What? Oh, I see. And they would just look at me and they would shake their head because they would. It's kind of like my Spanish now where they'd be like, I'm like, hey, ¿cómo estás? ¿Qué pasó? And they'd be like, hey, ¿qué pasó, hombre? I'm like, oh, fuck. You know,
yeah, exactly.
¿Dónde está baño? And I'm like, oh, the bathroom. It's over there. Like,
yeah. So one part of the sentence I got.
You say too many things too well. People
and then,
start to think.
And then they would have to sign off on it. And then I would just slide them the piece of paper and they would look at me like I'm a piece of shit because they were usually deaf. Like, they didn't speak any English.
Yeah.
I mean,
they couldn't hear it. You were the one not speaking English.
I was not speaking
English. You were the one not speaking. But. You came in with like one sentence and they're like, yes.
Yes.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fine, I'll sign your paper.
Fine. You were here this week for an hour.
Here you go.
And you had ice cream, chocolate, and Snickers mixed together.
Yeah, because like it'd be hard to like eat and talk at the same time because you got to look and like use your hands.
Yeah, it's the worst, dude. It's the worst. But.
Well, take it easy. People live that way.
No, like it was the worst for like me. Like I felt like the biggest piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like,
because you couldn't communicate.
Oh,
communicate.
Yeah.
And like that's what I'm saying. Like with dogs, like dude, like I get the whole like I think when they are barking to us and when they do the whole like the button thing, that's their version of like obviously like the sign language. But the crazy thing is like we kind of have an understanding of the dog, like of our dog when they hit that button, that we know what the fuck he's talking about because we raised that dog in a weird way. Like, I don't know. Like, there's some dogs that, like, I would kick it with. And, like, the dog, that I did, like, own at one point. Like, it was, like, cool. Like, I knew what the fuck he, like, what was going on.
Yeah.
And then there were times where, as he got older and was getting, like, either sick or whatever, like, we always knew, like, his actions. So I always thought, like, it was weird. We didn't have to have, like, speak the same language, but we kind of did. And, like, it was cool, but it was also, like, a look that he would give and a look that I would give and, like, a tone thing, too. Like, I would say and he would kind of give back. Like, it was weird. And it's funny. Like, I don't know. But it's that shit of, like, having strays. It's kind of a bummer because I think if we were to have, like, some kind of communication with these animals, it would kind of, I don't know. We would have a, I mean,
dogs would probably think the stupidest shit.
And it would be, like, one of the things that probably brighten our day or probably bring something to our day that, I mean, I think sometimes we kind of need, like, us as human beings because we sometimes settle and focus on things that, like, are, I mean, obviously are important in our lives, but we forget sometimes the kid in us. Like, don't, like, you know, like that movie, The Step Brothers, or it's like, don't forget, don't ever lose your dinosaur. Like, yeah. That's what keeps you being young. And I believe that. That's, like, a firm thing I think we all kind of believe as, like, boys, too, because we always kind of keep our dinosaur in some weird way. Like, last night, Kevin comes up to me, bro, and goes, check out this fucking thing. And, like, little T is like, oh, boy, here we go again. And, like, it reminds me of, like, a little kid showing off his toy and, like, his his mom being like, okay, let him show you his toy. You know, and he pulls out, and, like, we are grown men, you know? So, like, the things that Kev will sometimes have is, like, just things that he has around the house is fucking dope. Like, one of these days, I'm going to expect a fucking flamethrower, like a flamethrower.
I'll look at one of those up yesterday. Funny,
I know Kev will have one of these, but they're what he pulls out is like this fucking laser beam, like light. And it's like a thing that, like, you could obviously, like, it's used, like, to go camping outside, but you could see this thing probably like in, like, planets away because it's so bright.
Yeah.
And he has, like, a filter for it, and it looks like a crazy little light show. And I was like, good God. Like, but this is also Kevin, to where I'm like, if this is something that we know Kev would fucking have, bro. Like, it's like, this is what makes us.
You have all the gadgets.
Same with you, bro. So gadgets. It's like, it's funny that we're like, dude, we still have this. Like, it's like our sticker collection. It's like, he still got it? It's like, yeah, I got it. Check out this sticker.
It helps.
Yeah.
I think it helps keep you sane.
It does.
You know what I mean? Because, like, as you get older, right, we have to adult and do adult things. You have to pay bills. You have to get a job. Move on with your life, right?
Yeah.
And so much of our day is filled with doing that shit, right? Going to work, coming home. Did you pay the bills this week? Or are they due this week? Yeah, no, they're good. All right, cool. And we don't have a lot of time to sit down for ourselves, right, and have hobbies, you know? I'm a huge proponent of people having a hobby and not having it not be something like sitting down and watching TV. Like, anything, even if you're not fucking good at it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if it's something that you enjoy and it brings you happiness, do it, because it's going to help keep you sane and keep you from killing people, like, or snapping or having a mental breakdown or something like that, right?
Or, like, losing your dinosaur.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the other big thing. Like, sometimes I'll just be sitting and I'll just, like, feel like I'm 16 or, like, 8 years old again. You know, just it's hard to explain. Like,
oh, I know what you're talking about.
The amount of imagination I am filled with, you know, and, like, usually it's when I see, for the day, you know, and then all of a sudden it fades away and you're back in your adult body and stuff. And, you know, everybody deals with different things, but it's like, as we get older, I don't know. I had this, like, talk with my mom yesterday. It's kind of crazy. Like, what the point of your body is and stuff. Like, basically, is it like a cocoon? Like, is your body a cocoon and you're meant to be whatever comes next, you know, and stuff like that. But I don't know, I can get deep with it, but,
like, this is a learning space that we're in right now.
Like a purgatory of sorts
and stuff.
Because I was, like,
that's what they believe for reincarnation.
I was like, imagine being a caterpillar, right? And you're born a caterpillar. And, like, your caterpillar parents or whatever the fuck are like, hey, look, you got to take care of your body. You got to eat the right stuff.
You got to eat them leaves.
Right? Yeah. You got to stay out of the way. Don't take risks. And you are going to be born again into an angel. with wings that will fly, right? And like, you're like, okay, and you look, or you're like, fuck you, this is, that's dumb, you know? And like, you get eaten by a bird, or like, you go and you don't, you know, but later you turn into a cocoon, and then you shed that cocoon and you turn into a butterfly. And then I was talking with my brother, I think, and I was like, if you think about it, you literally change dimensions. Like, because as a caterpillar, you stick to like leaves and stuff, but you're like bound to like a 2D almost dimension. You can't really get up and walk away. Yeah. You have to crawl somewhere. You're on the ground.
Yeah.
You know, but like, when you get into the cocoon and you shed that cocoon and you come out, you literally go into a 3D dimension. Now you can fly around 3D space.
You know what's crazy about that?
And it's like,
see, I always thought I would come back as like a dildo, you know, like you that would be reincarnated as like a dildo.
You would.
And instead of me being like, it would be probably shoved up like a gay guy's butt or something. That would be, and I'm okay with that. And I'm, but either way, this was like my thought process. I wouldn't be reincarnated as a butterfly. It would be a dildo, probably used for like.
Nobody talked about reincarnation.
Okay.
Nobody talked about dildos. Nobody talked about assholes. What the fuck, dude?
If we come back, and when we come back.
So coming back to the butterflies, did you know that when they're in their cocoon,
Jesus.
At one point they are literally just fluid and their brain. Floating around.
That's cool. They're born again, dude.
I'm so sorry. Like I said, born again.
You need to be, bitch. What the fuck? What the hell is going on in your head, bro?
First of all,
it's inanimate. It was plastic molded into a thing. You think that's going to hold any type of...
What about a vibrator, though?
Fucking...
They move.
They do. But... So what I'm saying is...
Does that mean vibrators have life?
So are we not talking about being reborn again or...
Reincarnated.
Oh, okay. They're two different things.
What do you want to talk about?
I was getting another beer. I'm sorry.
Oh, dude. So apparently, I don't know. Let's check it out. See if it's true. Did Tom Hanks get his comments shut down on Instagram?
So what's going on with that?
Wait, what?
Someone, you said something about that. What's going on with that?
Tom Hanks?
Yeah, I'm looking it up. Tom Hanks. Tom Cruise. Oh, it's popular. So apparently, Tom Hanks shut his comments off because too many people were... Yeah, there's no comments. Can't leave comments on any of his pictures. We're saying that he's a pedophile. Oh, shit, dude. That's crazy. There are no comments on his pictures.
So he turned them off because people are fucking...
Spamming him with...
Railing him.
Yeah.
Because he was on Epstein's list.
Yes.
I love social pressure. It's one of the few things we as Americans still have in our pocket and always will have.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
Freedom of speech.
Dude, and I love that the internet just enables us to do hood rat shit like that.
Yeah. So are we thinking
dildos
Tom
Hanks. Involved.
So is this...
Actually...
Are these true? Are these true statements though, or are these just?
Dude, I just looked up his Instagram. The comments are off. You can't leave a comment on any of his pictures
because people are railing him for being on Epstein's list. Good.
I just looked at that too.
Good.
Did you know Stephen Hawking was on that list?
All kinds of people.
All on him, yeah, dude. All kinds of fucking people. Names where you read it and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man.
This dude's literally connected to every sphere of influence in America.
So, like, the thing was he ran...
Who else?
There's a lot of people on it. Like, John Legend, Christy Teigen.
No.
Yeah.
Eminem.
And she said some weird...
Like,
weird fucking...
Give me that little boy. I'll put him in the...
Stop it.
That's what I'm...
Kids. Have you seen that?
What?
She's got some weird... Christy Teigen's weird tweets talking about, like, adolescence and how, like, it's such a fine age because they're so ripe.
We're just ordinary people. We just don't know which way to grow.
That's not ordinary.
That's a good song. Shut your mouth.
We're just ordinary people.
Dude, what if he came up with that, though, while he was...
Take it slow.
You can still like the song.
All right.
There goes.
All right, hold on.
You
got
can
it.
Still like it.
No,
so
and
now
not
that,
like the guy.
But wait, now that these comments are now being off, or now that his comments are turned off, is that going to like make or break Tom Cruise or something, or what?
It's not Tom Cruise. It's Tom Hanks.
I'm sorry, Tom Hanks.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
I actually was about to be like, what about Tom Cruise?
Sorry. I watched the movie with him the other day. He's doing great. So wait, is this gonna make a difference though? Is this gonna make or break Tom Hanks's career?
Don't you dare talk about Maverick like that.
Wilson,
guys, I'm sorry. Come on.
Will it make or break him?
I mean, he's done making movies.
Does he even have a career anymore?
Whoa. First off, Tom Hanks.
You didn't watch The Man Called Otto?
Polar Express.
The Man Called Otto.
No.
Yeah.
Go watch it. Educate yourself, dude.
It's about Otto von Bismarck.
No, it's pretty sad. Toy Story. But it's also pretty. He just has had always that character, right? That he's the good old dad in Hollywood. You know,
that
he's
touches
just the,
kids.
He's the good old boy, the nice guy.
On Epstein's Island.
Uncle Tom, Dad.
Well,
Mom,
I mean,
Dad.
Touching the kids.
Stop saying that.
Okay,
that's what they did there.
It's just like Tom Hanks is the dad.
Okay, I gotta
everybody
tell you guys
wanted,
this.
Or the uncle everybody wanted. Anyway.
So recently, I just went to the Ojai Valley Inn. Have you guys ever been there?
Yes.
Okay.
Showed up there, played no warm up. Smack. Didn't do that great, but it was fun.
Sucked ass. All right. It was awesome.
So, did you? If you guys don't mind me asking, did you pay for your round?
Yes, I paid for it.
Pretty crazy price or no?
No.
No crazy. When you were there, Bill, was it like, were you there for like a function or?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Wedding.
Wedding. Gotcha. So the other day, like one of my buddies, he's not like.
I have to pay.
He's not super close. I kind of, usually with the functions, you don't have to, you know? But like my buddy.
Conjunction.
And this is what tripped me out.
Your function?
I'm normally not around wealth.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
But when I went there.
Wealthy. Yep.
And it almost made me a little uncomfortable about the things that they were offering for like services. For example, like, and it wasn't like, I wasn't uncomfortable. Like, oh my God, they're like offering kids for me to fuck. No. Nothing like that, guys. Nothing like that. All right? No.
Be like, dude, let's go burn the place to the ground right now. Oh my God.
No. Nothing crazy.
That's but in like, our backyard.
And don't look at me like that. No, because we all knew what I'm talking about. Like, this is what I'm saying. But this is also.
Well, you know that Bohemian Grove is out in fucking Ojai.
Another thing that's.
One thing at a time, please. Okay.
We don't know the Bohemian thing that's going on.
We'll talk about that later.
What I do know is that the services that they were offering as far as like, this one guy presented me as like a drink menu. And on the drink menu was three drinks.
Yeah.
And the least amount of money that I could drop on the drink was $100. Mm-hmm. And this is for like one drink. You know, so like, and.
You're paying for the name.
Paying for the day. Right,
and it was probably a really good drink.
And it was, I mean, I don't know. You know, daddy.
You could have just ordered your own drink.
I also was pretty gaming like a fucking champ. I also brought my own shit, and I also brought my own party favors. You know me.
I will tell you something off air that happened there, and that place is fun.
It's a great place. Mm-hmm. So I started talking with the crew that works there. And I'm like, where are you guys all from? They're like, we live down the street. We're all locals that live in Ojai. And I was explaining to them, like, I just don't know where to park my car. Because I'm trying to, like, go to the pool area. And they're like, I'm supposed to be here between this time and this time for this group that I'm meeting up with. You guys might have heard of them. And they're like, what's the name of the group? And I gave them the name. And they're like, we know the group. There's going to be a gentleman that's going to be pulling up here in 5 minutes in a golf cart.
Oh, we know you're here.
Yes.
We know you're coming.
And she gave me that weird look. And I'm in my scrubs. Daddy's in my scrubs. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, is there a place I could change? She goes, in the bungalow, there is a room where you guys can change. And if you would like, if you go to the next room over, you're going to meet this girl. Something like Isabella, Chella, Bella. It was something like that. She could have even said Chow Bella. But she's like, go next door. Full on masseuse. Mm-hmm. I am only there. I'm only supposed to be here from like 2 to 5. You know, 2 to 5.
Daddy's getting a massage.
And my buddy was like, just hang out, have a couple beers, fucking get
into it. Dude, I would have been in my underwear so fast. I'm like, let's get this over with. So, look, my hip's been pretty bad. So,
right? Crazy thing is, I walk over there. There's two other gals full on, getting a rub down, and their heads are down, focused on the massage. And I was like, this is amazing.
Doing a good job, yeah.
Amazing. And they're like, Mr. So-and-so, and I'm like, that's not me. It's the person who's the party it is, but they keep calling me that name. And I'm like, fuck it. By the end of the night, I am Mr. So-and-so. Like, I was supposed to leave at 4. I didn't leave till 4 a.m.
12 hours.
Wow. The people there were super sweet. Like, it was nuts. But they just knew little tricks and, like, things to, like, make you not pay. And then things that you knew you had to pay for to, like, make you hang out and, like, allow you to stay in that level.
Yeah.
And I was like, what happens at the end of the night? Like, oh, by the end of the night, if you're not wearing this coat, you need to leave. And you can't come back till this time. Yeah. And I was like, what kind of coat is it? And she's like, you need to have this kind of coat. If you can find one, put this on your coat. Yeah. And so I was like, all right. Like,
do
it was like,
a, do
it
you
was,
guys have a.
And coat, it was weird. She was like, room? If you go talk to so and so, they'll give you one of those coats. And like, yeah. But you like, mm-hmm. you'll know. Like, and she's like,
just ask.
He's like a big dude. And it was funny because like, you're talking with the crew that works there and it's wealthy, bro. Like, there's cars that are driving by. People are drunk as fuck driving around these golf carts. This one guy was like, if you like to golf, it is seven, like almost 7 o'clock at night. I'm drunk, bro. I have a cigar in my hand.
Yeah.
Wine. I'm supposed to work literally the next day at 7 a.m. Like a.m. I probably shouldn't be saying this. And I don't give a fuck, but it was so much fun. But, dude, by like, you know, they were asking if you want to golf, if you want to just do all these crazy things. And it was such a good time.
You probably weren't drunk. You probably just felt like you were drunk. Dude.
I felt like
it's
I was
like,
drunk.
Yeah, it's like a lot of fun.
No, but it was so much fun. Yeah. It was. But at the same time, dude, it made me trip out to see the amount of luxury that you could have just because of the money and like the trust that they automatically assume you're going to be paying.
It's America, baby.
Yeah. And I looked at the bill like just towards kidding, the end and kinda, it was a company thing. Mm-hmm. 40 at least just for 1 hour, I felt like, because there was multiple people.
Yeah.
And I kept thinking like, oh, this is just myself. Looked around. It wasn't just myself. I was like with around like other people. I was like, wow, that's interesting, man. Like,
That's well,
great time.
I mean, it's also just goes to a place that is nice, resorts. Yeah. You know, like,
but like, it makes me think like, if I went to Epstein's Island,
oh, imagine
the what? Here we go. Yeah. This is the connection here.
If I were to go to Epstein's Island, dude, what kind of trouble could like I get into?
A lot.
Stop.
And like, I think about like myself.
You're already in trouble being there.
Yeah.
Already. I'm already.
Dude, knowing you, you act like you would get in trouble. Artie, you realize what was going on.
Stephen Hawking.
The fuck out.
We edit these podcasts, but I'm going to tell you, tread lightly. Okay? Because.
What I'm saying is that Stephen Hawking was there, and nobody's asking his fucking robot ass what's
He's
going
dead.
On.
He's dead. That's why.
Yeah, that is exactly. Crazy thought, though. You're right. Like,
you know?
Yeah.
But like,
so then they would ask me, and I'd be like, bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop, bleep, 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 and I'd be like.
Controlled a lot of money, right?
I did not do that.
So, like, he controlled a lot of money, Epstein, and so.
Oh. He was a lender and an investor.
Yeah, so a lot of people.
Epstein.
Oh.
So a lot of people need money, right, for research.
Or
and
they
stuff
want
for
to
projects.
Invest, right?
Yeah, so you get invited to this island of this big investor. Then all of a sudden they're trying to compromise you by giving you underage people to do crazy stuff.
But that's
with,
another thing,
know?
Too. Like, you know what floats my boat, bro? You know what floats my boat. Well, it ain't none of that. No, what it is going to be, hey, listen, we got some stuff that you can play around with, whether it's like you can smoke it, huh? We have a little greens back here.
I see.
Rolled up in a nice little paper, maybe a little blunt piece.
Yeah.
By the way, there's this girl over here. Her name is, you know,
of age,
you know, of Valenzuela, and she's going to give you like a massage all night, you know, and you're like, dude, that's great. Yeah. Also, chorizo con huevo with eggs.
In the morning.
Yeah. Give a little fucking Bloody Mary.
Dude, but I feel like that happened with certain people on the list.
If I get my feet rubbed.
Because that's
how
you blackmail people, right?
Yeah.
Is hey, I know this person doesn't want to get into the shady shit that we're doing.
I know.
Right?
But they're just here while
I already have a picture of them at a party. Like,
I know how I would screw both of you guys right there, right? On the island. I already know how I would do it. Kevin, for example, easily. I would be like, automatically, Kevin, he's into this person who he's been playing golf with all day. His name's Miguel. And just, you see Kevin over there smoking cigars, having a good time, doing fist pumps on the green as he hits a birdie. And I would spin that. And it'd be like, you see? I don't know about Kevin anymore. And it'd be like, you're right, dude. Kevin plays the under. I thought I knew Miguel. What about Miguel? No one knows about Miguel. No one knows anything about him. He's a bag guy. He just fucking carries a bag around, dude.
Why? Because he's Mexican?
Yeah, dude, I don't know. But you're
in
the island.
You know what would get me? You'd be like, look, Sun's gonna go down.
Yes.
Party's gonna die down. And I'm gonna show you something. I'm gonna show you something, Kevin.
And you'd want to see what it is.
And I'm like, what is it? We're gonna go on the back nine.
Exactly, baby.
And we're gonna turn we're on play the. A quick we're gonna turn. Okay.
Turn on the lights.
All right. Okay. Have a couple drinks. Turn on the floodlights. We're gonna go off road. I'm gonna show you a meteorite.
Nope.
Yeah. See.
That's some weird shit.
That's what I'm saying.
That's some weird shit. Yeah. I've seen meteorites, motherfucker. Like, I could go to the goddamn museum.
I already know how I would get you. I already know how I would get you, dude. It'd be the same way how I got you, and same thing. Like, I'll never forget it. I had a sleepover for it was New Year's, and it was nuts. We all sat in my room. You played God of War, and I could not get past this level for the life of me. I could not. I looked at Billy.
You gotta get the walkthrough.
MC's gonna give me a call. I could not get past this level.
I fucking need help. And I would call him, and he'd be like, "Dude, you gotta do the walkthrough." I'm like, "I can't do the walkthrough. My mom will let me." Anyways, bro,
I can't get
on the internet.
I already know, dude. I already know. I would fucking get you on either that fucking thing that you fucking got first place on this weekend. I'd fucking get you on that, and I'd be like, "Oh, you see this gal over here? She thinks she could beat you." And doing the shit talking would start.
Name the game that you won. Everybody, just so let's prep for this. Billy won a championship.
A tournament.
It's
a big ass tournament.
Shut up. A tournament championship. With what game?
Age of Sigmar.
Which is a game of
Warhammer. Games Workshop game.
Warhammer. You beat the brakes off some people. Albeit, they did well.
They did do well.
I thought it was pretty cool that he did it towards the end of the day.
Yeah.
And it kind of like, oh, there's only a couple minutes left, so the day is kind of done, dude. You can't really play another game, which is kind of nice.
And I didn't plan that, too. Like,
No.
The two games I played just took a little while.
Took a little bit.
You sent me that picture of the trophy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it was a crystal trophy.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, store champion.
Store champ.
Yeah. Dude, and like, there's this thing inside my chest. And it just went tickle, tickle, tickle. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Nice. When you win, you know, it's like, and like what I was saying earlier, you feel young. Like sometimes you feel 15.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, and it's like that feeling of winning first, like not just playing and doing well, but winning the whole thing. Like everybody looks at you knowing you were the best here today at this thing we're all here to do.
But you see what I'm saying?
You know?
But you see that captability of a, like, that capability. But I want to also captivate you guys.
I guess that would be easy, just talking shit.
I fucking just would captivate you guys just off that feeling alone, and I'd ride off it, dude. I would ride off it into the wind. You goddamn right I am. It's called circling back.
Let's be honest. We'd be invited once, and we wouldn't be allowed to come back.
And we would exactly. You guys, they would be like,
these guys had too good of a time.
These guys are.
We didn't get shit off these guys.
They're boring.
They almost burned half the island down. What the fuck?
The staff loves them.
They fell asleep by 8 p.m.
They cleaned their own rooms.
And they kept saying sorry for taking big shits all night. You know,
towels are gone.
But that would be the Blump Boys, dude. That would be like our like, and they, you know, they also tipped like, and it was only
great tippers.
Yeah,
great tippers.
They left $26.50 on the counter. That's all I had.
The nicest one was Kevin. The nicest one was Kevin. Yeah. He kept saying, "Excuse me,
ma'am, can you help me with this?" God, you're so great at your job. Thank you so much.
You know, Epstein. It's crazy though that they have this document like on Tom Hanks, dude. Or
There's so many names.
I mean, I just feel bad for the guy also in a weird way because
there is also some crazy.
I hope he has some kind of like explanation. I don't. Did they ever give him a chance to speak?
I don't know if he's ever spoken on it.
Well, also, I guess should we? Do we deserve to give him a chance to speak? I don't know. But at the same time, hey man, we've all been schmoozed before.
If he's gonna speak, he's gonna speak.
Yeah. What he should speak about is his goddamn kid Chet. Chet, that guy is a little piece of shit,
dude.
Fucking Chet Hanks.
I saw this meme.
Anybody named Chet?
That's the
let's
thing.
Let's be honest.
It was this meme, and it was like, it's the best universal explanation of what your name will do. Like, you name a kid Colin, and it shows this kid Colin Hanks, and he's like an actor. You know, he's like, you get a Colin. You name your kid Chet, and he's just the kid. He's got tattoos on his chest, and like, he's a rapper, and like. Got a grill in his mouth or whatever. I don't know. And he's just like,
it reminds me a lot of like it does make me a little sad because, you know, his dad probably is enjoying him and kind of wanting him to like do well with his life. I'm sure
they do seem like good parents.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. But like also,
the Hankses.
I have no idea how what kind of parents they are.
Who knows?
No, I'm just saying, sure, like, the fact that they haven't kicked him out of the house yet.
But like,
I don't know what the living situation is.
Have you guys heard about what happened with like Aaron Carter recently?
I thought he died.
No, but I heard what happened with the fucking Dolphins beating the shit out of the Broncos.
Wait, I thought Aaron Carter died.
He did die.
He did die?
Yeah, he's dead.
What?
He overdosed.
No way.
But the crazy thing is his mom's been like all over the internet on Facebook and been posting his like crime scene photos on Facebook and been like, this is all a hoax, you know, like,
oh shit.
Like, obviously her son did die, but like there she feels like her son has been murdered, you know? So like it's been all these
crazy. What was
crazy,
he into?
Well, I mean, the reason why a lot of, I think, the police department's not going to look into it is because of his, like, past drug use, mm-hmm. his past history of, like, mm-hmm. drug use. So they're just going to see it as, like, hey, man, he just OD'd. But, yeah, his mom posted some pictures recently. If you guys, like, I don't know her name on, but I'm sure you can look it up. But it is fucking difficult to see. And you could tell, like, they showed the bathtub that he passed away in. And anybody who's, like, I guess in the medical field or has, like, worked in somewhat of, like, around that kind of stuff, you just look at the photo and you kind of know, like, there's something that's just definitely decomposing in that fucking bathtub.
So it's there a while.
There was, like, it's there for a while, and it looked like it was, like, fecal matter, you know what I mean? Like, you just look, and then they had the area of where they dropped his body when they, like, pulled him out of the tub. Mm-hmm. And she had photos of that, which was also kind of interesting because I guess they left the clothes there, and like, I guess anytime you do like any kind of body cleanup, you always take the clothes and anything that the victim or the person was wearing. And she was like, yeah, they left that shit there, left the towels there.
What the fuck?
And she was like, it was just so such a like, but it's a trip to kind of like, I mean, I don't know, like there are, like, I'm not saying I don't know how to like connect this with Chet, but there are times where I looked at Chet and I'm like, dude, he reminds me so much of like Aaron Carter and just
the path.
Yeah, I'm just like, dude, this guy is trying to do something with whatever it is. We say outlandish things sometimes to get like attention on the internet, which is, I mean, whatever, I get it. Whatever is clever for, I get with some people, but I don't know. I felt like with Chet, he's kind of just, you don't have to kind of be so outlandish with some of the stuff that he does. And I don't know. It's just a trip, but
I think identity is a big thing.
It's a big thing.
Especially when you have a parent like that, right? Yeah.
And like, I was thinking about this the other day, like, if you could talk with your past self, like if you could sit with your 10-year-old self, it was you at 10 and it's you now, and you could talk to them. Like, how would that conversation go? Or your 15-year-old self? You know, like, the ideas and morals that you had at that age, how do they compare to you now? You know, and it's like, you're the same person, but are you? You know what I mean? And it's like,
just wiser.
Right, so it's like your identity. So it's like, to me, it's like this image of an identity. You can kind of start painting a picture or a 3D model of your identity as and how it's evolved, kind of, you know, and thinking about that and thinking about somebody who's totally outside the reality you live in. Like, if you had two parents growing up or one parent growing up or whatever your situation was, you know, but then add extreme wealth into that, you know, add different realities, add a third world war torn situation to that. You know, like, people have these different realities that shape the identity that they have now. And it's really hard to think about that in your everyday life. Just in yourself.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, imagine now, like, we're in a whole world of people walking around with that happening at the same time, and that's reality. You know, and it's, like, kind of crazy to think, like, that guy Chet, like, what has shaped his reality? Like, what things has he gone through and seen, you know, whatever, that has shaped him to be that person? You know, it's kind of, what do you strive for in your life, you know? I think that's why a lot of famous people, they do these crazy things because they search for identity in these things. Like, this is, they can last. Like, I look at Machine Gun Kelly. Like, yo, I respect any hustle. Get your bag, whatever you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, but he was, like, a rapper, and then he was a rocker. And it's, like, same with Taylor Swift. Like, she was a country singer, and now she's, like, a pop star. You're making tons of money, doing great, entertaining a lot of people, having a great time, hopefully, you know. But
Travis Kelce made her so famous, it's crazy.
Well, I think she made him famous, too. Yeah. But
like, come on.
You know what I'm saying, but, like, the identity type of thing. Like, David Bowie, type, mm-hmm. like how it just morphs. And hopefully you can have a personal identity, but then like you get into celebrity identities. Like we were talking about the other day, reality TV. You know, like
bro,
people get into these reality TV shows and they think they know people off of a personality that they portray on TV, right? It's like that comedian, what's his name, Dice Clay.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's just always Dice.
Dice.
You know, it's like, did he just...
That's got to be rough.
Inserted that identity as who you are now? You know, like, I don't know. It's a weird thing to think about, like, what create and what do you want to shape your identity?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you want input on your identity or do you just want to kind of have it be...
Do your own thing.
What it is. Yeah. And you're just inside of it, you know?
That's true.
Sorry, deep thoughts with Kevin.
No, good thoughts, Kevin. Because it's like one of those things where it's like, dude, yeah, what do you want to kind of leave behind? But also, who do you want to also, you know, want people to remember you by? And it's a trip. Dude.
It makes me think that not a lot of people actually think about that and put thought into that. A lot of
us think about that.
Right. Like, especially when we're younger, you know, like in high school. I feel like that's something we should start thinking about then, having ideas at least about, you know. And it would help if you have a system that kind of helps encourage that kind of thinking.
Yeah, right? helps you be able to reference it back later on, you know. It's like, you know, when I was 15, I used to think that. Like, I remember when I was first started college, I didn't drink coffee. And people were like, you don't drink coffee? And I'm like, no, I'm never going to drink coffee. I don't need it. My body is like this. I remember, dude, finals, like, and knowing it's the first time I'm going to try and stay up late and study, let's just try coffee. And my eyes just wide open. You know what I mean? And it's just like, I get it. How dumb was I? How naive?
What's funny is this morning when I woke up, I cracked the door open and I just took a little smell outside and I could smell the coffee.
Yeah, baby.
And that made me feel good because I was like, I looked over.
Best part of waking up.
There's someone I knew.
We're not getting sponsored by them, so we're not saying the name.
Yeah, you can finish it.
Vodka in your cup, baby.
Heyo.
It's whiskey in your cup. But I always thought it was funny because I looked over across the room and the room was empty. And I went downstairs. And there daddy was having a fresh cup of Joe.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
Feels good.
I like to drink water first and then get it started.
It's just always a good way to start the day. And it was just a good way to kind of embrace it, I guess, with the coffee. But feels good.
Crisp. Yeah. Anyway. Well, anyone else want to add anything? We're at an hour, guys.
Well, speaking of crisp, we appreciate you guys so much for tuning in. If you guys have not already, please go give us a comment, subscribe,
follow,
feedback.
Yeah,
go check us out. We appreciate you guys so much.
We still got an Instagram going. We got a Twitter going, or an X. We're still on X, baby.
Oh, that's what it's called now.
Yep.
Good lord. Mm-hmm. X.
Honestly, I have X. I like it, dude.
I'm gonna give it to you.
I've been seeing a lot of the news on that before I see it on TV.
Well, go follow us. Go check us out.
Yep.
If you guys have not already, we love you guys. Thank you so much. We are the Blunt Boys. We'll see y'all next week.